Keenan, I've got a special guest here, Ed Conroy, 27 years the head coach at the Rancho for the Rancho Cotati Cougars, and 32 years in the program. I don't want to forget those other 5 years because you had to work your way up, didn't you? Yeah, great to have you here. Thanks for joining us. Let's start out with getting your first thoughts here in the first half.
A good game. I had seen Benicia on tape, and I really felt that the Cougars had to play well to be in the game and have a chance to win it, and they've done that. They had a little hiccup late in the game, had some penalties and got in a tough situation on third down, and then ended up having punting, had a good punt, and then gave up a long touchdown, which was heartbreaking because they were down to the 2-yard line and could have been up 28-6 or, you know, but Benicia did a good job and made a good pass, and kid caught it, ran for a touchdown, and here we are, 14-21.
Yeah, 24 minutes till the championship game. It's going to be a great 24 minutes. I'm looking forward to it. They had a 2-year experiment now, the Oak Division and the Redwood Division, and this year they're going to take a look now. After the 2 years, they're going to take a look, and there's some talk about some movement going on in the Oak and Redwood Division, and there's kind of a rumor going out right now that Annalee's going to get put back into the Redwood Division, and that maybe even St. Vincent's, who's been an independent team, is going to come and join the Redwood League. Have you? What would be your thoughts if that does happen?
Well, let me just give you a little short history on the whole thing. It was brought up while I was still coaching, and we thought it was a good idea. It was they were going to move the teams that were more successful into one league. The Oak Division, what they were going to call it. But they were going to put them in one group, and they called this is going to be a super league. And the talk was like Marin Catholic would be there, and obviously Newman and Rancho, and you would battle every week in that division. Put the next group in whatever the league was going to be called, in another group, and then a third group in a third group, and then there was going to be some movement every 2 years. Teams that did well would move up, and teams that didn't do so well would move down. They were talking about equity, being able to compete equitable, and assign points to wins and losses, and being in the playoffs, and blah blah blah. Anyways, as long as that movement happens, if Annalee's moving out, hopefully somebody else moves back up. They move somebody up, when I first saw the leagues, I was a little worried because it was a smaller league where you really only had 5 league games, and then you had to go and find them, which we haven't had to do in a long, long time.
Yeah.
Even when we only had 6 teams in the NBL at one time, you had an interlock with the SCL, the lower, it still wasn't a lower league, but we had an interlock for 2 games. So you only had to schedule three preseason games, and then you had your interlock games, which were still preseason games. But my understanding is that the Redwood doesn't want to have the interlock. So that means if one team does move down, you have to schedule 6 games somewhere.
That's
a challenge. And it makes it difficult because you have
an
odd number of teams left in the Oak. If that happens, you're going to have a bye somewhere in there. So whether you play 0 week and then use that as your bye, or try to find a team, which is going to be difficult to find a team. You have to find another league that has an odd number and they have a bye the same week. Whether they've scheduled a game or not, you just never know. It's going to be difficult. I hope that, the league and the section looks at it and tries to make a good compromise, whatever they come up to with. It's a good compromise for both the Oak and the Redwood, whatever that is.
Yeah. Well, this is all speculation. There are going to be a meeting here, I think, next week, and we'll find out more. And you look great, Ed. You're doing great. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Really appreciate you coming up here at halftime.
Sure.
And I'm hoping that the Cougars and the Panthers give us another good second half. The first half was great.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens
good
here.
Game.
Ed Conroy.
All right, go
joining
Cougars.
Us here on KSRO. Appreciate it so much, Coach.
You bet.
Thank you so much. All right, Jeff Woodworth. Getting ready here to start the second half here, and let's get your thoughts real quick. Michael Barrelbault went down on the field to get Coach Craig Holden. Hey, Coach, hang on real tight on the way down there, okay? They challenge us here, this old guy's getting up in here.
Nick, I think the story of the first half is really just what we were talking about in the pregame show. It's been Rancho's ability to control the ball, move the ball, and not turn it over. Now, granted, Benicia did catch lightning there towards the end of the first half, but do not be fooled. Rancho did dominate this game for the first 20 minutes or so with Benicia, again, catch fire right before the end of half. I'll see this, though. The secondary of Rancho needs to do a better job of controlling the athletes that Benicia has on the outside. It's something that you saw. I think if you're Benicia, it's something that you're going to want to take advantage of here in the second half, especially if Rancho is going to be giving you the ball and not killing clock.
Well, we'll see what happens. That big play at the end of the second quarter there churned the momentum in this game. Rancho leading 21-6 with 14 seconds remaining in the half, and the Panthers strike for an 81-yard pass play that completely turned the momentum, and they're going to get the ball to start the second half here. So this ought to be an interesting second half, 24 minutes to the championship.
Despite all the problems that Benicia had in the first half, you could have not scripted the end of the first half any better with that touchdown. And then you turn around and you get the ball back here to start the second half. It's going to be interesting to watch Cameron Lane. He's going to be the motor behind this offense. With the bootlegs, they're doing a fantastic job of getting him out in space. It's the touch on his passes that he needs to work on. If he's able to throw it up and put the type of touch on it that he did on that last touchdown pass, it's going to be a long night or long second half for Rancho, no matter how well they're able to move the ball.
Yeah, Jeff, I got to tell you, I see the Benicia Panthers on the field doing some calisthenics, and it's something I really miss in the start of the second half, that the teams don't gather up and do some calisthenics and stuff. Now, there's 2 minutes and 15 seconds until we start, and I see that the Cougars are doing a little bit of running around, but I noticed that the Panthers are really doing some team exercises there to get loose, and I really like that. I think it's important.
It's a cold one out here, and you're going to need the camaraderie bonding, look to each other to kind of lean on each other and help get you through this. I threw on the gloves about halfway through the first quarter. It's cold, and I can only imagine what these kids are getting out on the field. You had 15 minutes of resting to calm down, cool everything off, and now you got to go back out there and get nice and loose. And, yeah, Benicia's doing a fantastic job. We're going to see who really got loose at the start of the second half with kickoff approaching here.
Yeah. Next week will be on Saturday night, another Saturday. We're going to be at Santa Rosa High School for the Division IV Championship. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals and the Marin Catholic Wildcats. Let's turn it off to Joe with the interview from Coach Craig Holden of the Benicia Panthers.
All right, I'm down on the field with Benicia head coach Craig Holden. His Benicia Panthers are down 21-14 to Rancho Cotati here in the North Coast Section Division III semifinals. Coach, you guys struggled on offense early on, three interceptions, but you got a nice jolt there at the end of the half for that long touchdown. What do you think went well in the first half?
Well, mistakes obviously put us in a hole, and then we had to fight out of it. Darius McNorton made a great play. Quarterback made a nice throw and put us back in the game. We get the ball after halftime, so, we'll start rolling here in a minute.
What do you think you guys need to improve on to come back and win this game?
Mistakes. We need to stop making mistakes. We had three penalties in critical situations on offense, and then we also had three interceptions. So stop making mistakes and start controlling the ball.
Is there something you guys see in any part of Rancho, any weakness that you may be able to exploit?
We're our worst own enemy right now. I mean, it doesn't matter what they do right now. It's us getting out of our own way. So we got to stop getting out of our own way or start getting out of our own way and start making plays. And we'll be right back in it.
Coach, thank you. Good luck.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Thank you. Our third member of our team, Michael Barrelbault, with Coach Craig Holden of the Benicia Panthers, getting ready here for the second half kickoff. Thanks for joining us on the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented to you by Novato Chevrolet. Alex Sandoval will be kicking off for the Rancho Cotati Cougars. Cougars going from our left to the right. The Benicia Panthers in the white uniforms with the royal blue helmets. The kick is driven and taken at the 8-yard line by Cameron Lane, and he's going to bring it up the middle after a 12-yard gain. He's going to be tackled and brought down.
Brought down by the turf monster there on that return.
We'll also give Trevor Borrell a little assist with that too, okay? So taking over first and 10 are the Panthers trailing 21-14.
And Craig Holden told Bearbolt during that interview that he wants the Benicia Tigers to be more disciplined. They've been shooting themselves in the foot, costing themselves opportunities between the penalties and the turnovers. They need to do a better job of staying focused. Hold on to the ball. Make less mistakes. You're right here. You got a chance to get yourself right back in this game.
Three turnovers in the first half. Now Cameron Lane under center takes the snap, hands it up the middle, and he's going to be tackled after a two-yard gain. Number 20, Morian Burrell, two-yard gain, and tackled right there by Max Yulee and Max Jones. Second down and eight for the Panthers. Right here at the start of the third quarter, Division III North Coast semifinal. Cameron Lane takes the handoff, hands it up the middle, and for a nice gain before he's tackled and stopped again, it's Morian Burrell. Going to bring up a short third and one, Jeff.
Benicia coming out here strong in the start of the first, start of the second half, punching Rancho in the mouth, moving the ball much like Rancho was able to do in the first half. Can't help but feel like that late spark is really carrying over here into the second half.
Third down and one, Cameron Lane up under center, takes the snap, flies forward, and he's got the first down. Quarterback sneak, he got one, and that's what he needed. First and 10, Panthers.
Able to get low and forward, move the ball across that yard line for the first down. Brand new set of downs here for Benicia as they keep on trucking.
Set the ball right at the Panthers' 31-yard line. They break the huddle and come to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Burrell in the backfield. He fakes the handoff. He hands it to his brother, Kendall Lane, and he's going up the right sideline, and he's got a big gain. Nothing but pure speed by Kendall Lane as he broke it off the right side, and he's finally down after a 14-yard gain.
I didn't see a defender actually bring him down, Nick. I think that was another case of him getting over his skates there, getting tripped up by the turf monster.
First down and 10 for the Panthers again. The football at their own 45. They're marching on the opening drive here in the second half. The ball's handed up the middle, and another big hole. He's finally brought down by Mahalis Santorinos, but not after a gain of 8 yards straight up the middle.
Benicia textbook running right now. Offensive line doing a great job of creating some holes. And again, these athletes, once they're able to take it and get 5 yards, they're able to just hit that next level and take off.
Second down and three, the football now in the Rancho Cotati territory. The ball's handed and getting the lane, but can he break? He does break the tackle, and he's going upfield. A penalty on the play, but Burrell with a great run there. Excuse me, Brody Kai Alava. It's going to be a holding on Benicia, though. It's going to negate the tremendous effort by Brody.
And again, you had about five or six straight plays there if you're Benicia where you were just chewing up positive yardage, and now here you go again. Another penalty. It's going to set you back, and this is what Coach Holden was talking about. This is momentum killers right here.
Yeah, you shoot yourself in the foot right there, and a nice effort by Brody. He came up the field after broke a tackle. He's going to kick it back. The ball's going to be placed now at the Panthers' 39-yard line, second down and 15 yards. Cameron Lane hands the ball up the middle, and this time the Rancho Cotati defense stops him after a gain of two. Third down and 13 yards.
That penalty might have been what Rancho needs. They're able to stick their heels in the dirt here, hold firm.
Third down and 13. It would appear to be a passing down. Three receivers right, one receiver left.
Number 84, Miles Bailey for Benicia out wide right now. You think about targeting him maybe.
Cameron Lane in the shotgun. Takes the snap, drops back, comes up the middle. And he's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Good pressure by the defensive line of Rancho Cotati.
Number 22, Demetrius Johnson. Number 58, Raymond Nixon there. Make the play. Bring him down, forcing a fourth down. And fourth and 13. Benicia will punt the ball away. This is not, no need to take a risk here this early in the second half.
Jack Reese dropping deep for Rancho Cotati. The sole receiver back for the punt. Panthers are going to punt. Ball is at their own 42-yard line. 8 minutes, 34 seconds remaining here in quarter number three. Rancho Cotati leading 21-14.
A very promising first three in 3 minutes and 30 seconds here for Benicia. Aside from that penalty that totally killed your momentum, Rancho very lucky here to be getting the ball back with how hot Benicia was.
The snap's good. The kick is, the punt is going to be called, and a fair catch caught by Jack Reese right at his own 27-yard line. The Cougars will get the football here for their first possession in the third quarter, leading 21-14. Coming onto the field for the Rancho Cotati Cougars is their quarterback, Jared the Night Stalker. And that man, the Diesel, Rashid Rankin, had a wonderful first half of running the football.
And if you're Rancho, it's just rinse and repeat, really. The secret sauce to their success is Rashid Rankin.
Cougars go into the huddle and break. They got four receivers left now. We haven't seen this formation. Four receivers left. Rashid to the right. Fakes it. It's a quick screen out to the right. And it's well defensed by the Panthers. Gianni Gigolo caught the pass, and he was downed immediately. A wonderful tackle by the Panthers came up.
Number five, Cameron Lane, quarterback playing free safety duties right there, made the tackle. The officials meeting right now to discuss a possible penalty. I don't see a flag on the field.
It's a holding call. I didn't see the flag, but there is definitely a penalty against Rancho. And that's their third holding call in the last four or five plays on offense. They're going to have to work something out. They're under scrutiny, that's for sure.
Wonder if that's the classic announcer's jinx there. We were talking about this officiated crew and how we had no penalties in the first half, and now it looks like we're just going to bring out the flags again.
Yeah, we've had a couple of games that this year there on KSRO. Now this time Rancho's going to stay at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be first down and 20, 10 yards back. The clock is running, 8 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in quarter number three. Jared Stalker looking over the defense. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Shifts the Diesel to the left. Stalker takes the snap. Now he's looking downfield, and he throws the ball up in the air. And it's caught by Jack Reese. And that might have been a touchdown-saving tackle.
Shane Martin able to bring him down. Jack Reese, what I like about Jack Reese being out there is, a fantastic target. Stalker, one of Stalker's clear favorites, but also he had a huge catch in the first half that was called back for a penalty, appeared to get the wind knocked out of him, and here he is bouncing back in the second half, galvanizing this Rancho offense.
I got to tell you, I thought that the defender hit Jack Reese early before the ball got there. No pass interference. The completion brings the ball up to midfield. First and 10, Cougars. Jared Stalker threw a beautiful pass there. Now he's going to hand it to the Diesel. It comes up the middle. This time he stopped after a 3-yard gain, and he stood up. They finally bring him to the ground, but not after till he got a gain of 3 there. Second down and 7. Ball just on the Panther side of midfield now. Rashid Rankin's coming off the field, holding his right shoulder a little bit. Yep, definitely digging at his right shoulder. Let's keep an eye on that, Jeff.
You hope that it's just a stinger there if you're Rancho Cotati. Otherwise, that's definitely going to change up play calling and how you approach the second half.
Jaden Herrera takes his position on the field right behind the Night Stalker. Now he shifts to the left. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Stalker throws it quickly out to the flat. The ball's caught, and he's brought down after a gain of 5. Gianni Gigolo becoming very active now in the passing game for the Cougars. Caught the pass. Boy, it was a nice catch, Jeff. He pulled it off of the carpet.
Stalker definitely underthrew that pass there. Great job by Gianni there to pick the ball up off the or stop it from hitting the turf and able to manage it into about a 5-6 yard gain.
Gigolo coming off the field now. It's going to set up a short third down and 2. Let's call it third and 3. Rashid Rankin, the Diesel, still on the sideline. Jaden Herrera giving him a break. Big third down play here for the Cougars, leading 21-14, just under 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. The snap goes. Stalker throws out in the flat. It's caught. Turning upfield. He's got the first down, and he's pushed out of bounds. Jordan Broderick made the catch, was able to drag his defender forward, and they're going to move the sticks. First down and 10 for the Cougars.
Eventually pushed out of bounds by number 4, Armani Moore-Talton. Good news for Rancho. You have your two out of your three biggest offensive playmakers, Stalker obviously being out on the field, but you had Jack Reese and Rankin on the sideline there, and you're still able to churn out a positive gain. Those two appear to still be on the sideline. Again, your two big playmakers, but they've also shown signs of being shaken up, so you want to be able to manage that as the game progresses.
Stalker in the shotgun, first and 10 Cougars. The football at the Panthers 35. Stockard looking over the defense, gets the snap, hands it to Herrera, comes up the middle, and he's not going to gain anything. He stopped after 1 yard gained. The Panthers' defensive line that time starting to impose their will a little bit.
He tried his hardest to channel his inner rank in there, but it's just there's a size matchup there. It's skill, will, size. There's a lot of things there. But credit Jaden Herrera for trying there. Reese and Rankin enter back into play here for Rancho. Let's see if they go deep and try and get a big play here.
No gain on the play. Second down and 10. The football remains at the 35-yard line of the Panthers. Jared, the Night Stalker, has two receivers right, two receivers left. Shifts Rankin to the left. Gets the snap, hands it to the big Diesel. The Diesel's coming up the middle. He's found in a hole, and he falls forward. It's going to make it a close third down and 1.5. Let's make it third and 2. Rashid Rankin, very patient runner with really quick feet for a big man, comes up the middle, uses his speed. Then he stops, stutter steps, finds a little hole. Fires forward. Fun to watch the big man. Third down and 3. Stockard with Rashid to the left now. Gets the snap, hands it, fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, and it's caught on a little slant. Beautiful pass by Jared the Night Stalker as he fired a strike. Coming up for the catch was Brandon Proshold, who cut right in front of the defender. The pass was thrown on a line. First and 10 Cougars right at the 20-yard line.
Everything going according to plan here for Rancho Cotati, the way they're able to move the ball. And more importantly, you're also able to do it without having to rely too heavily on Rashid Rankin, as you want to make sure that you keep him fresh as the half progresses.
Ball goes, snap, goes, thrown for the end zone, and he's out there. Touchdown, Cougars! Jared, the Night Stalker, finds Jack Reese in the right corner of the end zone. Threads the needle. Touchdown, Cougars!
Reese has been dominating that corner, Shane Martin, all night. He's been beating him off the line of scrimmage. Stalker took note of that. Play call perfect. Throw perfect. Catch perfect. That's a touchdown for Rancho. Now they're up by 2 touchdowns.
The pass was perfect by the Night Stalker. Jack Reese ran underneath a rainbow in the right corner of the end zone. Lining up for the extra point is Alex Sandoval. 27-14. The Cougars have extended their lead. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is blocked. Coming off the right edge for the Panthers, number 24, Shane Martin, dove in and blocked it.
Martin had to make up for the fact that he got scored on the previous play, blocking the point after attempt. We'll see if that comes into play here in this last 16 minutes of game time.
You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
Traffic on the fives, weather 6 times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School for the Game of the Week on KSRO. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth and Michael Barabalt. The Rancho Cotati Cougars lead 27-14. Alex Sandoval's kick is driven to the goal line, and they're going to bring it out. Here comes Darian Burrell. Burrell finds a lane. He comes up the sideline, and he's got one man to beat, and he slips down as Alex Sandoval again does a great job of stopping him just on the other side of the 50-yard line.
So much athleticism here for Benicia, yet they're running themselves into tackles, it seems like. They just can't seem to stay away from the defenders or the turf monster. But, again, great starting field position. They're going to get the ball at Rancho's 45 now, and let's see if they can crank out a touchdown here to get him back in this game.
Maury and Burrell, who returned to kickoff for a touchdown last week against El Cerrito, looked like he had an opportunity to do it again as he returned it 55 yards. And the Panthers take over on the 45-yard line of the Cougars. Cameron Lane hands it off to his brother, Kendall Lane, and he gets 5 yards before he's stopped and tackled by the plethora of Cougar tacklers led by Max Yulee and Max Jones. We might as well throw Mahalis Santorinos in there.
Seems like he's in on every play.
There you go. You can never go wrong with saying that because that man is active out there. Second down and 5 for the Panthers. Under center's Cameron Lane, hands it off to Morian Burrell, and Burrell stopped again short. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 4. The Cougars' defensive line is starting to impose its will right now.
Coming up big when they need him. There's about 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Time is not of the essence right now for Benicia. You can continue to do things, pace it out, move the ball down the field. Both teams have all 3 timeouts, something to pay attention for as we move into the fourth quarter as time management becomes more of an issue.
3rd and 5, Cameron Lane takes a snap, finds a receiver over the middle, and the ball's caught. And let's see, a penalty. Did I see a penalty flag come on the flea? The play was caught. Receiver was finally tackled inside the Rancho Cotati 30. But let's see what it is here. Apparently, it's going to be against the Panthers.
The catch and run by Brody Kyalava will be negated due to the penalty call. And you know that's going to piss off head coach Craig Holden.
Absolutely, because he mentioned that the penalties and the turnovers were the difference in the first half. 3 turnovers, 3 interceptions by the Cougars, and the penalties, and they only trailed by 7 points. But here again, penalties are slowing their drives down.
The penalties killed the last drive as they were able to start matriculating the ball down the field. And here you are, you have great field position, and now you're starting with the ball back where you have a couple of positive plays, and then the penalty brings you right back to where you started. It's 3rd and 9.
At the 44-yard line of Rancho Cotati, 2 minutes and 30 seconds counting down here in the third quarter, 27-14, the Cougars leading the Panthers. The snap is good and back to pass. It's a screen set up, and let's see if he can get a block. Morian Burrell, he does get a block, and he's got a first down, and he's going to the house. Let's see if he can get pushed out. He doesn't. Touchdown, Panthers. A beautifully designed screen pass. Morian Burrell took the catch, eluded a tackler, and used nothing but speed to get into the end zone.
Dimitri Johnson looked like he was going to be able to break up the screen play, but Burrell was just able to get away from him, and then he outran Proschel down the sideline. And again, Benicia, just these big plays where they just strike fast. 2:11 left in the third quarter. They're only down by 7 points. It looks like they're going to kick the field goal, putting them in a primetime spot here. They'll only be down by 6.
They are indeed. William Cook onto the field for the Benicia Panthers to try to cut the lead to 6. They're trailing 27-20. 2 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in quarter number 3. William Cook, the snap is high. The kick is blocked. Coming straight up the middle and blocking that for Rancho Cotati, number 42, Gino Mincarini. Mincarini came straight up the middle unblocked. So here we are, 27-20, 2 minutes and 11 seconds left. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
For 35 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dental professionals in the Bay Area and beyond. Thoughtfully constructed dental appliances require 90% less chair time to seat, and a huge selection of artistic colors and special effects give patients that one-of-a-kind smile. Marin Orthodontics has a state-of-the-art 3D printer so your dentist can send scans. Ask your dental professional to use Marin Orthodontics. That's marinorthodontics.com. Simply the best.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Thanks for joining us. We've got a real slobber knocker going here, Jeff. 27-20, 2 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in quarter number 3. The Panthers kicking off to the Cougars, and the ball's taken at the 15-yard line. Coming up the field, he's got a little lane. Jaden Herrera with a nice return for the Cougars as he took the ball to 15 and he was brought down 20 yards later at the 35-yard line. 1st and 10, Cougars leading 27-20.
I think one of the reasons why this game is so close, Nick, you got 27-20 with a little over 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter, is starting field position has been very, very generous for both teams. Late flag here. Looks like it's going to negate the return, though. We missed that. That just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's funny. We're not seeing a lot of the flags. There's penalties, but for some reason, those flags are tough to see tonight, Jeff. I don't know. But penalty against the Cougars, that's going to push them back. They're going to start this drive at their own 18-yard line, leading 27-20, 2 minutes and 3 seconds remaining. If you're just joining us, I'm going to give it a 48-yard touchdown pass from Cameron Lane to Morian Burrell has cut the lead here. The ball's handed off to the Diesel, and this time the Diesel is manhandled and thrown down. Benicia's starting to feel the momentum right now.
As time continues to tick down, we got a little bit under 2 minutes here left in the third quarter. If you're Rancho, you're going to have to start passing the ball a little bit more. I know I've been very adamant about them feeding the ball to Rankin tonight, but you're going to have to shake it up. It looks like Benicia's starting to feel themselves there on that defensive line, and they're starting to get a push against your offensive line, which is the last thing you need if you're Rancho.
Great stop by Jacob Dortch for the Benicia Panthers there. Stopped the Diesel for no gain. Rolling out and throwing out in the flat now, and a nice pass by Jared Stalker. He finds Jack Reese, and there's a face mask on the tackle. Jared Stalker with the wonderful play. Faked the handoff to the Diesel, rolled to the right, and then Jack Reese made a double move, and as he caught the ball, he was brought down by his face mask.
What appeared to be an improvised route run by Jack Reese, and Stalker just having that rapport with him and his receiver able to make something happen. And Reese has been dominating, taking advantage of Shane Martin all night, really, on the outside there. And Martin just doing whatever he can to keep up with him and ended up ripping apart that face mask, and it's going to be some extra yards tacked on there for Rancho Cotati.
Yeah, the chemistry between the Night Stalker and Jack Reese is very good. You know, you can tell they play a lot of ball together. And tonight, Jared Stalker's throwing the football superbly as he put that on a line right across the field. There was a possibility the defensive back could have stepped in front and that would have been six, but no way. The Night Stalker threw a laser across the field. First down and 10, you add the 15 yards on for the face mask, and the Cougars have a first down at their own 46-yard line. The ball's handled to the Diesel. The Diesel's coming up the middle. This time he finds a little hole, and he falls forward.
Jack Reese over here on the sideline getting some cramps stretched out of his calf there. It's going to give Benicia a little break here on defense. Really, though, with Rancho, you've got this three-headed monster between Stalker, Reese, and Rankin. As Rankin comes off, he looks a little shaken up.
The Diesel's had a big night. He's going to go to the sideline. He's going to have a pit stop and go to the sideline there. Ball's now in the Panthers territory at the 48-yard line. Second down and 4 as the Diesel picked up 6 on that run. Jaden Herrera in the backfield. He's behind Stalker. One receiver right, one receiver left. Ball's handed to Herrera. He finds a hole, and he's coming around the left end. And he's got a first down. He's not going down. A great effort by Jaden Herrera as he was hit at the first down marker but dragged the tackler forward for 5 yards.
Number 5, Cameron Lane, and number 9, Daniel Morgan, the two defenders that were dragged along by Herrera. Again, not built the same as Rankin, but still has the same type of motor, the same type of drive. He can do a lot of the same things that Rankin can. Rankin just bigger, stronger, faster, so he makes it look better.
12 minutes to go here. The winner moves on to the championship game to face Las Lomas. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati for the start of the fourth quarter here in the Division III North Coast Section semifinal. Jared Stalker gets the snap. The ball's handed up the middle to Jaden Herrera, and he's downed and tackled after a gain of two. And back into the game is the Diesel, who had a stop. They refueled him, checked the oil, and he's ready to rumble.
Success for this Rancho Cotati team is going to depend on Rankin's ability to stay out on the field and Reese's ability to stay out on the field. And right now, he's still getting those cramps stretched out over there on the sideline. Rankin a little bit more important, though, because he's going to help them bleed the clock here with the running game.
One receiver right, one receiver left. Stockard rolls out, throws it out, and it's caught, but he's tackled immediately by Cameron Lane. Dimitri Johnson took the pass. And again, great tackling in the secondary by Benicia. You've got to give him a lot of credit. There's not much run after the catch. And it's going to bring up a big third down and six.
And that's just due to that extra athleticism that they have over on that sideline. It seems like they're just able to send one guy off to catch a breather, bring another one on there, and you're not able to tell the difference. Nobody's missing a beat.
Third down and six. You wonder if they could get some positive yards, they might not go for it here. The football at the Panthers 36-yard line. Third down and six for the Cougars. Just the start of the fourth quarter. The snap goes to Stockard. Stockard now he steps up. He throws it out in the flat. A great play. Coming up for a first down. Gianni Gigolo. And that play was all Jared the Night Stalker. As the pressure came, Jared stepped up into the pocket and he found Gigolo on a little swing pass over the middle, and Gigolo ran it upfield for a first down for the Cougars.
Stalker really does remind me of Kyler Murray, the way that he's able to kind of keep poised but bounce around the pocket when he senses the pressure coming. He's able to stay mobile, find a receiver running across the middle, connect with them for a positive gain.
Football now at the Panthers' 27-yard line. Cougars leading 27-20. Two receivers left, two receivers right. The Diesel switches to the left. Now they're going to throw out in the flat again to Gigolo. He's trying to beat the defender, and he's going to be brought out of bounds.
Trying to stiff arm number four, Armani Moore-Talton, before he's pushing him out of bounds.
What a night for Jared the Night Stalker, throwing the football superbly. And I got to tell you, when I talked to Garrick Hoteling, he told me, Nick, Jared Stalker is the best quarterback in the Final Four. He really, truly believes that. And tonight, Jared Stalker is making him look like he knows what he's talking about.
Stalker giving us a clinic here with the touch passes, whether it's passes down the field or screen passes. He's really showing Cameron Lane how it should be done.
This is a great odd formation here that we haven't seen tonight. Two receivers right, two receivers left, but they're stacked behind each other. The Diesel right behind Jared the Night Stalker. Now he switches to the right. And he gets the football, and he comes up the middle, and he's trying to find a hole, and he does, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Cougars! Rashid Rankin to the house. What a run. Again, what patience. I mean, that's Le'Veon Bell in his prime.
You cannot arm tackle him. You can't just throw a shoulder at him. Again, I said it earlier, one kid's got to wrap him up, and another one's got to jump on his back and hope that it can bring him down. He's just too big, too strong. He absorbs contact extremely well, and he did so on that run, able to turn it in for six.
Rashid Rankin with some excellent footwork. I got to tell you, that man's got to be able to probably dance pretty well. His footwork is unbelievable. We got a new kicker in, number eight now, Jonathan Valencia. The kick is good. All right, let's get Michael Barabald's thoughts real quick here. On the third quarter.
Michael Barabald on the field here with KSRO's Game of the Week in the North Coast Section Division 3 semifinals between Rancho Cotati and Benicia. Benicia did a great job of getting back into this ball game after their big play to end the half. And now a big screen play to cut the score to 7. We will see how it unfolds as Rancho is on a nice drive here. Offensive line play will be a huge part in determining who's going to win this ball game. Back to Nick and Jeff up in the booth.
Thank you, Michael Barabald, the third member of our team's doing a great job down in the field. Rashid the Diesel Rankin just having an unbelievable night. Jared the Night Stalker, the Cougars now with a 14-point lead.
Well, like Michael was saying there in his third quarter thoughts, with the offensive line play, it's run blocking.
The Diesel
very different
right
than
behind.
Pass blocking. you're able to get that push that you want off of the offensive line, hit the defensive line in the mouth, create that space and the gaps for Rankin, who's already a patient runner, and then once he hits the hole, he's able to turn it on. So, and then to get pass blocking, you're dropping back, falling into your heels. You really allow the defensive line to kind of get that push.
Yep, great job, Michael Baraball. That's Jeff Woodworth. I'm Nick Mattis. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. Rancho Cattati kicks off, and it's a poor kick taken right at the 30-yard line by Shane Martin of the Panthers, and he's going to be tackled immediately, though, but the Panthers come on the field now, trailing by 14 points.
My eyes immediately shot down to about the 10-yard line, thinking that ball was going to be deep on the kickoff, and all of a sudden I see a squib bouncing down, so Martin with the presence of mind to scoop that up, and Benicia's going to start at the ball with the ball at their own 30. Nope, a penalty, and again, a late penalty that we've somehow missed. Rogue penalties all over the game today.
And that's a big penalty of 15 yards.
They're going to start with the ball at their own 45-yard line.
Not sure what the call is. We're having a little trouble with the officials tonight just because we don't see the penalties for one, and they're not really giving us some great signals of what's happening. But the Panthers now start at their own 45, trailing 34-20 with 10 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in quarter number four. They hand it off up the middle to Morian Burrell, and he's tackled right at midfield after a gain of five.
And if you're Benicia, there's got to be a sense of urgency here. You're down two scores. You're gonna need to take this no huddle.
First, second down and 10. Second down and 5. Football right at midfield. Cameron Lane's been quarterback in the whole game for the Panthers. Takes the snap, drops back, throws out in the flat, and it's dropped right into the hands of the receiver, and he drops it. Number 22, Darius McNorton.
Had the space there as he was able to shake off Hunter Canty, who looked like he was ready to make a tackle, but he's about 5 yards off of him.
Third down and 5. You got to believe this could be two down territory. They're trailing by 14, 9:38 remaining in the contest. Cameron Lane under center, takes it, hands it off to his brother, and tackled for no gain.
Number 65, Orion Piombo, blowing up the backfield there, able to get his hands all over the defender, bring him down, forcing a fourth down, fourth and 5.
And the Panthers are going to stay on the field. Two down territory here, trailing by 14 points. No guts, no glory. Loser goes home. Winner goes to the championship game next week against Las Lomas.
And I don't blame Benicia for going on fourth down right here.
Cameron Lane in the shotgun. Drops back. Throws long.
Overthrown.
And he overthrows his receiver, who had a step. And that's going to force a four and out.
Darius McNorton overthrown by about 2 or 3 yards there. Great job with the pressure from Hunter Canty, number 4, Gianni Giglio, the Italian, whose last name is determined to hurt me.
Yeah, well, we think he's Italian, okay, with that name. We're going to assume that. You know, I got to tell you, that Norton had gotten open there. He had gotten a couple of steps. Again, that pass needed to be thrown much higher and letting the receiver run underneath it. But
quarterback play proven to be the difference maker right now is that Stalker has the touch on his passes that Lane does not.
Absolutely. Great point right there. 34-20, the Cougars take over right at midfield. 8:55 remaining in the fourth quarter. The Diesel in the backfield. He's going to get the football. He comes up the middle, finds a little hole, and he's going to be brought down after a 3-yard gain. Good job right there by the Panthers defense. They stood him up. They gang tackled him. It's going to be a long night for the Diesel, okay? He's going to need a nice shower and a massage after this game.
8 minutes and 30 seconds left. I can't help but feel like they're going to be riding him and Herrera. They're two lead backs here.
Herrera into the game now. The Diesel to the sideline. 8 minutes and 20 seconds. The clock is counting down. It is definitely the ally for the Cougars, leading 34-20. Ball at the 46-yard line of the Panthers. Hayden shifts to the left, gets the football, comes up the middle, and he's got nowhere to go. He's smothered right there at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Third down and 7.
Now, if you're Rancho, this could be a little bit of a tricky spot. You don't want to go too conservative to where you're just giving the ball right back to Benicia. There's going to be about six minutes and 15 seconds left if they stop them on this down and they continue to run it out on the punt. There's about 7:30 and some change right now as it stands on third down.
I'm going to hand the football to the Diesel and keep the clock moving. It's down to 7 minutes and 27 seconds and counting down. Rancho using all the time. It looks like they might wait and use a timeout here. Coach Garrick Hotaling is standing with the referee. Not sure what's going on here. And there it is. Anil
running every last second off the clock before calling a timeout.
7 minutes and 11 seconds. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSO, and we're going to keep it right here. Next week, we'll be at Santa Rosa High School for the North Coast Section Division IV championship game between the Cardinal Newman Cardinals and the Marin Catholic Wildcats.
It's going to be a great game for sure. I expect slobber knocker just like we've seen tonight, Nick.
Pre-game show, 6:35, kickoff for 7 o'clock. Can't wait for that big game right there. Coach Paul Cronin and Mazi Moyed, two of the best coaches. I got to tell you, when you're talking about the top coach here in Sonoma County, a lot of people would put Paul Cronin on top. And when you look at Marin County, the MCAL, Mazi Moyed is top there. So you got two great coaches, two great teams. Oh, boy, and guess what? It's going to be presented by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas. Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will be the title sponsor for the championship game next week. So get in there and see Patrick, and we'll talk to Patrick. Here it is, third down. The football right at the 46-yard line of the Panthers. Jared Stalker's back to pass. He throws long down the sideline, and Jack Reese, and it's broken up. Close to being a penalty, but a great play by the defender for the Panthers.
Number 25, Randy James Cabral there on the coverage. I don't like the play call, to be completely honest here, Nick. It stops the clock. You also put Reese at risk for another injury. The kid's been leaving it all out on the field, but we've seen him battle the wind getting knocked out of him and some cramps. You just want to take care of him.
This is kind of surprising. Fourth down, and the Panthers are going for it at their own 40, at the Panthers' 44-yard line. The Cougars are going for it. Wait a minute. Now Jared drops back. It's going to be a punt, and there's a movement.
False start on the offensive line is going to help Benicia push the ball back 5 yards before this punt is inevitably kicked. 7:05 left in the fourth quarter. And, Nick, the reason I don't like that play call is because you go from potentially leaving. So you give them a whole other minute left, and we've seen on the two scores that Benicia's had, it takes them 15 seconds to score the football. So
I got to agree with you. I thought that you don't want to – any time you can keep the clock running right now, it's your ally. You need to keep the clock running. And sure enough, now back into the punt formation is Jared Stalker. The snap is good. The punt's a line drive kick. It's going to bounce at the 25-yard line and get a forward roll for the Cougars and taken it down at the 12-yard line. So the Benicia Panthers will come onto the field. 6 minutes, 56 seconds remaining in the game, trailing 34-20. And this might be it for the Panthers. They're going to need to score on this drive, no doubt in my mind about that, if they want to win.
Hard-pressed to think that Benicia would not be throwing the ball here. I understand that you have a very athletic quarterback and his brother in the running back, but you're going to need to utilize them downfield. You can't be handing the ball off here. You just don't have enough time to do that.
They break the huddle, the Panthers, and they come to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Cameron Lane, the quarterback, gets the snap, drops back, throws a little screen out to the left. It's caught by Morian Burrell. He breaks a tackle. He goes down the sideline, and he's pushed out of bounds, finally at the 33-yard line.
Ty Paletti finally able to bring him down out of bounds, and that's exactly what you need if you're Benicia.
Morian Burrell is a game changer. He's got speed and strength. He caught that pass and just broke a tackle, almost went the way. Panthers in a hurry-up offense. The snap is taken. Here comes Cameron Lane up the middle, and he's taken and pushed out of bounds, again stopping the clock.
Tried to run over.
Excuse me, the clock's still running. 6 minutes and 35 seconds.
Tried to run over Jack Reese and get out of bounds there, but Reese kept him in bounds, and the clock's going to stay running. Benicia looks like they're going to be taking. Oh, nope, clock's still running.
They're lining up on the football. Second down and a long one. There's something going on here. They thought the clock had been stopped, and the referee's been signaling that, I don't know, we're going to let them figure it out, Jeff.
The refs were signaling a stoppage of play. The clock was still running. Benicia coaches were jumping up and down yelling. Cameron Lane wasn't really sure what to do. It looks like we lost about 20 seconds off the play clock here.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I thought he did get pushed out of bounds, Jeff, but I don't know if that stops the clock in high school football when you get pushed out of bounds there.
Yeah. Interested to see what's going to happen here.
They're going to add some time to the clock.
Looks like they're going to put another 11 seconds back on the clock. So it's going to go from 6:19 to 6:30. Again, every second counts, especially for, well, every second counts in general in a football game, but you take a look at the circumstances here. Benicia, every second matters. This could be the end of your season.
6 minutes and 30 seconds. Panthers with the football, trailing 34 to 20. Cameron Lane under center, takes the snap, drops back, looking to his right, throws long down the field. It's a high, long pass, and it's caught and going into the end zone for a touchdown. Now, that was a beautiful pass by Cameron Lane as he finds Jackson Bates down the sideline. Jackson Bates made the catch, and Hunter Canty could not make the tackle. Touchdown, Panthers.
Canty beating himself up on the field right there, knowing that he got beat. Just an ugly football was thrown by Cameron Lane, but he put enough behind it that his wide receiver was able to get underneath it. That was the worst spiral I think I've seen in the game tonight.
Well, it looked like a fluttering duck, but I'll tell you, the
it positive, got the job done.
Yeah, the positive thing about it, Jeff, is he threw it to the moon, and I love that. Throw it up high. Throw it to a spot on the field. Let your receiver run under it. Now here are the Panthers. They're going to go for two. The ball snapped and handed in. Going in for a touchdown is Morian Burrell. And the going in for the two-point conversion, 34 to 28 now. It's a six-point lead. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Benicia Panthers just struck a touchdown and a two-point conversion to cut the lead 34 to 28. They're trailing the Rancho Cotati Cougars with 6 minutes and 20 seconds remaining. The kick by the Benicia Panthers is taken at the 12-yard line, comes straight up the middle, and he's hit and pounded. What a tackle by the Benicia Panthers. Number 9 came up and just laid the wood, Daniel Morgan.
This team is charged up. They're ready to go. They know that they've only got 6 minutes and 17 seconds potentially left in their season unless they turn it on, and they're within striking distance. If you're Rancho, you can't take your foot off the gas now. You went too conservative on that last drive trying to kill the clock. Again, questionable play calling with the pass attempt there.
6 minutes, 17 seconds left. Winner moves on to play Las Lomas for the NCS Division III Championship. Jared the Night Stalker's got two receivers right, two receivers left. Rashid Rankin the Diesel shifts to the left, gets the football, and this time the Panthers with a run blitz stop him cold. He might have even lost a yard. The Panthers now with the run blitz brought both their linebackers into the line of scrimmage and stopped him dead cold.
Situational breakdown here. We've got officially less than 6 minutes left. Rancho has two timeouts. Benicia has all three. Second and 10. Rancho is going to try and continue to kill the clock. We'll see what they do here.
I think they're going to need to keep the pedal to the metal and get a touchdown here. Again, the linebackers come up. This time the ball's faked. Jared Stalker rolling out. And he's going to be sacked, and he loses quite a few yards on that. Jared Stalker had plenty of time, but he got in a situation where he couldn't find a receiver. And he was sacked and lost 12 yards.
Kendall Lane and Shane Martin able to make the tackle there and bring him down in the backfield. Benicia has certainly picked up some momentum here. It's 3rd and 22, a little bit over 5 minutes remaining. And the Benicia sideline is starting to go crazy.
3rd down and 20 yards for the Cougars. They need a big play. Jared the Night Stalker in the shotgun. Again, it looks like a blitz for the Panthers. Stalker drops back. Can't find anybody. Gets away, and he's scrambling up the right sideline. He needs a block, and he gets a block. And Jared the Night Stalker scrambles for 24 yards and a first down, Cougars. What a play by Jared the Night Stalker.
A great job by number 34 there, Jordan Broderick. Once he realized his quarterback was starting to run towards him on the sideline, he was able to pick up number 5, Cameron Lane, allowing Stalker to get the 3 extra yards necessary to get that first down. The clock has stopped at 4:44.
Jared the Night Stalker had pressure, and he felt it. As he stepped up in the lane, he saw opening down the right sideline, and he used his speed and his athleticism to outrun several defenders and pick up a much-needed first down on a 3rd and 20.
I guess the best part about Rancho's lack of pass protection is by the time that Stalker's dropped back, all the defensive linemen are behind him, so he's able to run upfield.
Again, Rancho trying to test the middle of the line, but Benicia's changed their defense now. They're bringing up their 2 linebackers and having a 6-man front, and they stop Rashid right at the line of scrimmage, but the clock is running. 4 minutes and 28 seconds, and the Diesel's coming back off the field. He needs to get refueled.
Another pit stop for Rankin. They're going to put Herrera out there. Continue to bleed the clock. You have a little bit over 4 minutes left, 2nd and 9.
I got to tell you, Jeff, I don't want to... If I'm Rancho Cattati, I don't want to give the ball back to the Panthers. I want to run this clock down. We're right at 4 minutes. 2nd down and 10. Jared the Night Stalker in the shotgun. Six men on the line of scrimmage for the Panthers. Again, the ball's handed up the middle, and he stopped for no gain.
A gang of Panthers able to make the stop there, led by number 22, Darius McNorton. Also number 9, Daniel Morgan, getting his head in there. Get his nose in there, excuse me. Rankin will come back out on the field.
Rashid Rankin back on. I got to tell you, I need to see a little more imagination right now out of the offense for the Cougars, because the Panthers are doing a run blitz right now. They're bringing everybody up to the line of scrimmage. They're not going to allow the Diesel to run up the middle.
The running lanes that were there at the beginning of the game are no longer there, as they're bringing the extra pressure up.
I got a screen pass I'm looking for. And here we go. We're going to go student body left and look for a quick screen pass here. Rankin out on the right. And Jared Brock Stalker's going to be sacked. And a penalty marker. Let's see what it is. A late penalty coming in. It may be something against the Panthers. It's a personal foul against the Panthers.
I missed what happened there. Number 63, Jacob Dortch, was able to make the tackle. I wonder if they went helmet to helmet there on Stalker and that's what did it. But Dortch is very upset. And there's another flag.
There's a penalty against Coach Greg Holden. He doesn't like the call. We couldn't see it. When Jared Stalker dropped back to pass, he rolled to his right. He was pressured. He went down. When he went down, we're not sure exactly what happened when he went down, whether it was a face mask, whether it was maybe some trash talking. I don't know what happened.
This penalty that's going to be on the Benicia coaching staff is 100% on them. Your kids are out there trying their hardest to make something happen, and you got the coach jaw-jacking the referee, getting an unsportsmanlike conduct, and now you've cost your team another 15 yards.
Two 15 yards.
30 yards now down the field.
And that might just be the game changer. 3 minutes and 5 seconds here at Rancho Cattati High School, remaining in the Division III North Coast Section semifinal.
Bad calls are bound to happen. We've seen it all year. Officials are human, too. They're prone to mistakes. But you need to have the composure as the leader of your team and this coaching staff and reflect that with your kids. Keep your composure. It's okay. If you have a bad play, you can bounce back on the next one. What you've done now is you've set Rancho up to put this game away with 2:55 left, and the clock is still running.
Clock under 3 minutes. Rancho Cattati looking to the sideline for the play. Jared the Night Stalker getting the call. The Cougars standing at the line of scrimmage, getting the call from Coach Garrig Hoteling. Two receivers left, two receivers right. The clock is running, 2:34. I'm surprised how much time is running off the clock here. And finally, a timeout called by the Cougars. I got to tell you, Jeff, that's a really tough penalty for the Panthers. They had Jared Knight, the Night Stalker, sacked. It was going to be fourth down. They were going to get the football. That's a game-changing call right there.
And the coaching staff still going after the officials. At this point, drop it. It's over. It happened. You got penalized twice. The ball's at the 39-yard line. You need your defense to step up here. Benicia has three timeouts, so I think if Rancho is going to go into that running game and try and kill the clock, that will see Benicia start using their timeouts. Rancho, it says two up on the scoreboard. I believe they only have actually one. They've yet to update that now with the two timeouts as they've run down the play clock here in the fourth quarter.
The Panthers are not going to allow the Diesel to run up the middle. This might be a good opportunity to try to get off around the edge if I'm Rancho Cotati, because the Panthers are selling out now on the defensive line. They've got six defensive linemen. They're not going to allow the Diesel to come up the middle.
A matchup to watch is number 15, Jack Reese. There's a new DB on him, number 25, Randy James Cabral. We'll see if they try to exploit that matchup, maybe take a shot since they're this close.
Six linemen on for the defensive line for the Panthers. Jared the Night Stalker's looking around. He's got the Diesel switched to his right. Two receivers left, one receiver right. Gets the snap, hands it to Rashid Rankin. He comes up the middle, and he's downed after 3 yards. Looked like he might have had a hole, but he just at the last second grabbed his legs.
Benicia will take their first timeout.
Smart, stop the clock here.
Again, the scoreboard showing Rancho having two timeouts. I know they only have one. Benicia now left with two timeouts. 2:24 left in the fourth quarter here.
The winner of this game will move on to play Las Lomas next Saturday night. We will not know. Maybe by the time we get off of our post-game show, we'll know where and when that game is. I got to believe it's 7 o'clock for kickoff. Where it's going to be played is what we'll be able to tell you. We have the Godfather Joe Pasquini in there. He'll keep an eye on that. This has been a fantastic game. Rancho Cotati started off, took the opening kickoff, drove right down the field. Six first downs on the drive, used up most of the first quarter with a touchdown. It's been a back-and-forth battle. The big play in the first half was the 14 seconds left. The Panthers struck for a 81-yard touchdown pass to cut it to 21-14 at half. Here in the second half, both teams have exchanged touchdowns, and it's just been a great battle. Second down and 8, 2 minutes 24 seconds remaining in the ball game. Again, the Panthers come to the line of scrimmage, 7 men. Here comes Rankin. See if he can get the edge. He finds a hole, and he's heading for the end zone. Rashid Rankin to the house. Touchdown, Cougars. 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining, and that just might seal the deal.
And that's looking like it's going to be it. I will say there's been a terrific display of sportsmanship out there on the field. Jack Reese coming over to pick up number 5, Cameron Lane, who is kneeling down, realizing that the season is waning. His high school career is almost over.
And on that play right there, as we were mentioning, the Panthers were selling out at the middle of the line, and they were put all their defenders up right in the middle. Rashid Rankin came around the left side of the tackle and cut up field. Once he got past the line of scrimmage, there was nobody around. It was pay dirt, clear, reservation for 6, and the Diesel cashed it in. 40-28. The extra point is looming. What a night for Rashid the Diesel Rankin, and he will be on our post-game show, so do not go away. Stick around. We'll get all the scores and highlights from this game. Joe's got some scores from other games around the North Coast Section semifinal, and we're going to have Rashid Rankin, Jared the Night Stalker, see if we can't get Jack Reese up here, and I'm going to bet my bottom dollar that Coach Garrig Hoteling is going to come up here and celebrate with us, because we're definitely having a party here on Saturday night at Rancho Cotati High School. Thanks for joining us. Next week we'll be at Santa Rosa High School at 6:35 p.m. for the North Coast Section Division IV Championship between Cardinal Newman and Marin Catholic. It looks like the Cougars are going to go for 2 points here in this conversion. They've got the four horsemen, the Black Ops formation with Rashid Rankin in the backfield in the shotgun position.
Now, this will be something to ask Coach Hodling about. I wonder if this is about just sending a message or if this is just sending your crew out there to finish what they started.
Who's walking on the field?
We do have an individual just walking out on the field here.
Not sure what this is all about. Okay. I don't know if that's a coach or who that is there.
But, very interesting.
Interesting. He's going to go all the way across the field.
Oh, looks like he's coming back.
I've never seen this.
Michael is talking to the official right now, trying to figure out what's going to happen. I'm waiting a text message from him down on the field.
That's great.
I have no idea what that gentleman was doing. He's dressed in jeans, and it's not a streak or anything. He's very poised and composed walking out there. You know.
I wonder if he's got something to do with the North Coast.
There he goes, running off to the side. Looks like he might even have been a member of the chain gang. I'm very confused as to what's going on here.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go for the PAT now and lining up for the two-point conversion of the Rancho Cotati Cougars. 40-28, 2:15 remaining in the contest. The snap goes to Rankin. He hands it off, and he's going to be stopped. That was an interesting play. As Rankin had the football, he handed it off to one of the running backs here, and it's failed. The two-point conversion has failed. Excuse me. 40-28, 2 minutes, 15 seconds. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
La Coco's voted North Bay's best Italian restaurant 5 years straight. Italian-born and New York-raised, Joe La Coco offers an authentic, rustic-style cuisine. Fresh, simple, and local ingredients provide a Northern California accent. Open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Located in the heart of Santa Rosa at 117 4th Street. Call them at 523-2227. La Coco's Cucina Rustica. Enjoy a meal at Northern California's best Italian restaurant.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. 2 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the contest here. Rancho Cotati leading 40-28. Getting ready to kick off to the Benicia Panthers with 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining. The winner will go on to play for the North Coast Section Division III Championship next Saturday night against Las Lomas. We will get you the site for that contest later on in the post-game show. There's a kick, and it's not a very good one, but it's taken at the 25-yard line. Handed off to Cameron Lane. He comes up the middle, and he's brought down. There's a fumble and jumping on the football, but it looks like he's down. No, he's going to be ruled down. Cameron Lane was tackled right at the 38-yard line. The ball came out.
And there's a flag at the 35.
And it's a penalty against Benicia. Now, I got to tell you, I hope the game ends up here a clean ending, because Benicia's very disappointed. The play of the game was a third down play where, with trailing by just 6 points, Benicia had sacked Jared Stalker, and on the sack, there was a penalty called. We don't know exactly what the call was, but it definitely turned the game, because 30 yards were added to Rancho Cotati on the play. They picked up the first down, and they ended up getting the touchdown by Rashid Rankin. That's given them the 12-point margin here with 2:06.
And to piggyback on what you were saying, Michael is texting us that administration is going to handle Benicia fans potentially calling the police. There are some threats to the referees going on right now, so that's the last thing we need right here. Emotions running high.
There's a holding penalty on the Benicia Panthers. Cameron Lane threw the ball downfield, and the clock is running here. Okay, they stopped the clock. 1:58. There's a penalty on the holding penalty against the Panthers. Down on the field right now is number 3, Kendall Lane. The pass was from his brother Cameron Lane, was thrown downfield to the 50-yard line, and Kendall Lane went up for it. It looks like he's got a cramp. They're going to help him off. holding on the play is going to push the Panthers back. Ball is going to be placed right at their own 10-yard line. 1:58 remaining here. This has been a real great ball game. If you're just tuning in, Rancho's led the entire game, but the lead was cut to 6 points late in the fourth quarter, and then the game became a little bit disruptive. Cameron Lane trying to pass. He can't find any lane. He's still got some time. He's scrambling. Still back there looking for a receiver. There's going to be a penalty. He throws long down the field. And the ball's dropped. It was up for grabs. It was a Hail Mary. We looks like we got a penalty, maybe an illegal hit.
Benicia can catch lightning in a bottle here. There's a minute 38 left, and the question would just be then an onside kick. I know it's highly unlikely, but still plausible.
Picking up the penalty. Yes, Jeff, and that was an opportunity. The last two passes that Cameron Lane's thrown down the field, they've been up in the air trying to jump balls. They've been up in the air, and there's some jump balls, but, again, they were caught. They were dropped, and they could have been caught is what I'm trying to say, but no damage done to Rancho Cotati. Football is placed now right at the 10, second down, and 20 yards for the Panthers. They need to catch lightning in the bottle like you mentioned, Jeff. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Now they bring one in motion. Dropping back. It's a little screen play, and it's set up nicely. If he gets a block, here comes Maureen Burrell, and he's finally drugged down right at the initial first down marker. It's going to be third down and 10. Lining up quickly on the football of the Panthers. They got to get some points in a hurry. 1 minute and 15 seconds counting down. The snap goes to Cameron Lane. He throws over the middle. He throws it high, and it's incomplete. Ball came out of his hands a little high. Receiver reached up with one hand, could not bring it in. It's going to bring up a fourth down. 1 minute and 7 seconds remaining. The football at the Panthers' 22-yard line. This may be it for them. If they can't get the first down, they will turn it over, and we will see victory formation for the Cougars. 40 to 28, 107 remaining. Cameron Lane in the shotgun. Three receivers right, one receiver left. Cameron Lane with the snap, drops back. The rush is on, he gets around it, and he's going to be sacked and brought down. Mahalis Santorino with the tackle. And there's going to be an injury on the play, so they're going to stop the clock with just under 1 minute remaining in the contest. Mahalis Santorinos pursued the play, ran down Cameron Lane and tackled him for a 2-yard loss on fourth down, and the Cougars will take over. And I expect a victory formation here.
Victory formation, and then as previously reported, we just hope that everybody behaves themselves. It's a hard-fought game between both schools. You don't want to take away the attention from either of the teams that came out here and laid it all out on the line. Rancho's going to come out on top and take on Los Lomas next week. Las Lomas, excuse me. Jesus. And again, you just hope everybody stays safe and knows that this was a hard-fought contest. Sometimes calls aren't going to go your way. And you just got to play through it. You got to remain poised and have that composure. And Rancho demonstrated more of it tonight. There were times where Benicia struck back, and Rancho stayed strong and stuck to the game plan, and they're going to come out victorious tonight.
There's a personal foul penalty against the Cougars, and that's going to give the Panthers a first down. Cameron Lane comes up. He fumbles, and it looks like the Cougars have recovered it, and it is Mahalis Santorinos. Comes up with the fumble as Cameron Lane came up the middle. He was hit. The ball got coughed out onto the ground, and Mahalis Santorinos picks it up, and this will probably do it. 44 seconds remaining. Mahalis Santorinos picks up the fumble, and a well-fought ball game tonight by both teams. I hated to see the penalties called. I got to tell you, Jeff, I'm disappointed about that, but because it turned the game. The whole game turned on those two penalties, and we've got a little bit of police action here. There's some, they're making sure that everybody gets out of here safe and sound. The Rancho Cotati Cougars with a big victory tonight over the 10-1 Benicia Panthers. They're going to move on next Saturday night to take on Las Lomas. We don't know exactly where the site will be. We know it'll start at 7 o'clock. We'll get all that information on for you on our post-game show, so don't go away. Stick around. We'll have some players of the game for Rancho Cotati will come up. Jared the Night Stalker, Rashid the Diesel Rankin. We'll see if we can get Jack Reese up here, and I'm sure Garrick Hotailing, the coach for Rancho, will come up here at some point in time. But Rancho Cotati in their victory formation, they're going to kneel it down. Clock is running. 40-28, a big victory here for the Cougars. And next week they will take on Las Lomas. We will be at Santa Rosa High School next Saturday night for the game of the week on KSRO. That'll be between Cardinal Newman and Marin Catholic. Coach Paul Cronin and Mozzie Moyed will be squaring off, probably, and I'm going to say it, the two best coaches in this area. So the Cardinals and the Wildcats next Saturday night. But here it is. The clock is ticking down, and the Rancho Cotati Cougars defeat the Benicia Panthers 40-28, and they will move on to the Division III North Coast Section Championship next Saturday night. Stay tuned. Our post-game show is right around the corner. I'm Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, and Michael Barabalt. Thanks for joining us tonight. Don't go away. We've got our post-game show coming up right now.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato, and save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy, so you have to watch their lips. Kenwood Hearing Centers is here to help. Kenwood Hearing Centers would like to offer you a risk-free hearing aid test drive, if you will, to try them out and see what you think. Or better yet, hear what you think. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because if someone in your house is telling you,
geez, turn that down, don't you think it's a little loud?
They should be telling you to call Kenwood Hearing Centers at 789-9191. 789-9191. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because the sounds of life are too good to miss. Online at goodhearing.com. Goodhearing.com.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa and industry leader in customer care.